Today we are going to talk about the room management application in this chapter. After the completion of chapter, you will be able to understand how to assign a room to the guest and the status of changing of the rooms and configuration of the room, what all types of rooms we have, and several other configuration setups we are going to discuss in this chapter. In this, basically we are trying to understand how to maintain the status of the room, assignment of the room, and which will able to help to coordinate the, you know, many guest services by using the configuration setup. Once the configuration is done properly, then you will be able to give result to the guest in very well manner. Now in room management application, we have to understand how to identify the current room status, providing supplementary services, assigning, you know, room guest to the at the time of check-in, providing the information about the guest information, and basically several reports we can generate for the senior management, and organization of housekeeping. In room management application, the alerts from the front desk employee, status of each room, just as you know, room the rack rate. And once we define the rates, it's a basically seasonal, weekly, you know, and so on so forth. On the terminal screen, immediately you will get the status of the room. So at the time of check-in, you can give proper feedback to the guest that what is the status of the room. Once the housekeeping make that room in a inspected ready condition, then you are able to sell that room. Okay. Now, as I told you, here we'll understand the configuration menu where we'll have an option, you know, like it is characteristics for the each hotel or your motel or anything. We can provide configuration like what all kind of rooms you have available and how you can configure that properly. In this part, basically the other services also involved, like, you know, for example, money exchange, collection of money, several reports, operational result, lodging and establishment. In this, we are going to talk about the configuration, how we can set the room types, establishment. Once we have done the configuration, every time we don't change the room type. Once it is done, it's done. Then we will just make use of it. So it's basically type, what type of room you have, and based on that we'll do the configuration. When we go to the next window, you'll understand how it works basically. At the time of checkout, the rooms goes into the dirty form. So it's a housekeeping job to make that room ready for the next sale. And the status you will get immediately on the system, that what is the situation of that particular room. So this is basically room status change by the housekeeping, and that is the main use of the front office to sell that room. So if the room is in vacant condition, then they are ready to sell that. Now here we on the screen you will get the significance of that room, what is the status of that room, and based on that you will be able to sell that room. Now here is the step how to configure your software successfully in initial stage. At the time of configuration, when we do, we will put that room in a, it's a single occupancy, double occupancy, what all seasonal rates you have, like weekend packages you have, weekdays rates are different, and some seasons are there where, you know, if it is a long holiday, so on so forth. So once you fix the rate, it goes throughout the year, and based on your availability, you can keep on changing that rates for that particular rooms. Now here we can configure how we can, you know, charge extra things to the guest by using extra services. This option will allow you to provide extra services to the guest, and based on that you'll be able to charge to the guest. Like your extra services inclusive of usage of phone, laundry services, and money exchange, spa services. So all these things basically you can add on these features. Now this seasonal services are available. You can see the management information is seasonal offered to the hotel, and access goes to main to the setting. So in the setting you can define your seasons, like what all seasons you, based on the locality of the hotel, you can define your seasons for a different region, different season, and so on so forth. Now here we will learn what is the step to configure your software so successfully that once you have done the configuration properly, then you can easily make use of it. Like we have a cash box, configuration of the cash box, which is linked to the current PC, and money transaction, whatever is happening, you know, collection of the money, invoicing, direct payment, and so on so forth. Now here we have a configuration, how we can do the configuration for the currency exchange. Now currency keep on flowing up and down, so based on the today's rate you have to feed that data. So once we are ready with the currency exchange rates, on the daily basis you keep on changing the rates of the currency. So for the different countries currency, we define the different rates, what is the available on the today's rate basically. Now here is a step how we can configure successfully the currency. Like we have a closed cash box where we talk about the whole day, what all transaction you have done for the foreign exchange and what all currency you got, and in that we have how much Indian currency you had given to the guest. So there is a report, proper report comes, which you have to give to your senior management to understand the what is the currency exchange you have done throughout the day. Now on the client type, we can define what kind of clients going to visit you, like it's a normal visitor or it's a VIP or they are the honeymoon couple. So to get this configuration done, you have to go to the configuration type and the client type. Now here in this client type, you can define the what kind of clientele you are going to expect in your hotel. Now on the next option we have a documentation type, like what all documents you required mandatory at the time of check-in you required from the guest, like it's a passport detail, if it is a foreigner, if the Indian you can ask for the ID proof or any other obligation if you have from the government. So all that things you can define by using going into the main menu, go into the configuration, there is an option called type, in that you can define the document type. Now here in this you can define what all mandatory document you have to ask guest to give to the hotel. Now the same way we can define the payment type also. By using this payment type you can like there are several different types of payment, guest can do the payment by using credit card, by using a check or cash, you know, at the time of checkout, at the time of arrival you can ask to the guest. For this payment type, again you can go to the option called configuration, go to the type and payment type. Now here you can define what all payment types you wanted for your hotel. Now there is a same way we have a country also. We can define the country, the different countries we can, you know, feed in the type of configuration. So at the time of arrival, you can automatically get that country available for the guest. To go into this option, you can again go to the configuration, there is an option called places and there is an option called country. In this, you can define the different countries available. Now the same way we can define the agencies also, because it's happening several times you get the booking through the travel agencies. Now, so you can define the what all travel agencies, those who give the frequent booking to you. So in the master slide, you can define that agency's name. So at the time of arrival, you can just pick up that agency and you can pick up the data about the guest. To go into this option, you can go to the configuration, go to the places and the agencies. Here you can define about the agencies. Now basically, again, you can, like for example, if you have a walk-in guest, so you can talk about configuring the clientele in the a normal clientele option. But to go into that, you have to go to the configuration and just define the clients. Now here it's basically for the walk-in guest and all, because it is not connected to any agency or something like that. So at the time of arrival, you can go into the configuration and clientele, you can define about that clientele. In this we are going to talk about the room locking. Like room locking for a certain period of time, if you are on the high occupancy, you can block your room. By going into the configuration, you can lock the room. So as the dates are getting over, the room will automatically get released by the system. So till that time you are not able to make any reservation, any bookings are allowed, because it's a room locking period. Okay. Now once, as I told you, once the rooms that particular dates are over, the system will not warn you anything. It's just showing you the warning, the reservation will not allowed. But once that particular dates are over, system will automatically release the rooms. It happens basically when we have a high peak season, you know, so that's why. Now we are going to talk about the rates fixing. Now rate fixing, as I told you, I mean it's a single occupancy rate, double occupancy rate, you know, and some seasonal rates. So once you go into the configuration, you can define those rates. So at the time of reservation, immediately that particular rates are going to pop up, and based on that you can do the booking available. Okay. But this kind of rights are only available with the administrator groups. So those person, those users, those who are a part of administrator group, they are only person who will able to fix up the rates. No other person can do that. Now tax definition. For a different, different state, there are different kind of tax structures are available. But based on the government rules and norms, you have to fix that tax. Now, tax are certain things which you have to, once it is fixed, unless until the next, any changes are coming, we will not touch that. Okay. So we have a different types of taxes available. Tax 1, tax 2, tax 3. So once you go into the tax configuration and you can define the tax, it will be feed in for all the guests. So irrespective of whoever guest is available, it will pick up those taxes from the system. So at the time of checkout, the number of night he is staying, based on the taxes are going to charge. Now there are different taxes available for the rooms, there are different taxes for the food and beverages. So based on the category, what all things he is consuming, the different kind of tax are automatically picked up by the system. But once we have to define that properly into going into the configuration and fixing those tax properly. Okay, there are some different diplomats are available. Those who are, those who government don't charge the tax for the diplomat. So there is an option. So for the diplomat people, the tax is not going to applicable. The system is designed in such a way. Now here we are going to talk about, earlier we used to have the punching cards, but now after the computerization, everything is done automatically. Assigning of, allocating of rooms, checking status, so on so forth. So everything is based on the, computerization, not on the manually. Initially it was, okay. When we talk about the vacant room, it means the room is ready to sell, which means the room is in ready condition and ready to sell to the guest. Now when we talk about the occupied, it means it is in a use. The guest is already there in the room. The room may be clean, but it is occupied by the guest, which is called the occupied room. The day use room. Day use room means it's a half day use, one day use. That means the guest is coming on the same day and he is leaving on the same day. That's called the day use room. Then we have a checked out room. Checked out room means once the guest is checked out, the room goes into the dirty stage and the housekeeping need to clean that room, inspect that room, and then they can sell that room. So till that time, the room status of that is called checked out. There is a something called sleeped out. Sleeped out in the sense the room is occupied by the guest, but during the night that particular guest did not turn into that room. That means the bed is not used and the room is known as a slipped out, which means he might have the luggage in the room where you can identify that guest is gone out, but he didn't use during the nights. There is something called out of order. Out of order rooms are count in a inventory, which means the room having some silly problems like, the flush is not working, AC is not working, maybe some lights are not working, some peering issues are there. So engineering or housekeeping, they take that room as a out of order and it's a small issue, so they can fix up during the day or night. So that room is after that is ready to sell. But there is something called out of service. Out of service rooms are like, there is a problem, some major problem which you cannot fix in a day or two. So that room we take as a out of service. Out of service rooms you cannot sell till that time that problem is fixed. As well as you cannot count that room in your inventory. Okay. So what happens in out of service room, the particular 3-4 days or 2 days or 1 day, it is defined by the maintenance or the housekeeping team. They give that particular deadline and they have to complete the task, and once it is done, then it's a thoroughly check, yes, that room is ready for sale, then only they release that room, otherwise it is count out of the inventory. There is something called do not disturb. If the guest, he wanted to have some privacy, he don't want somebody to knock the room, he don't want somebody to call on his room, because he wanted to have some privacy. That's called D&D, do not disturb. Okay. So, nowadays everything is automated. So, outside of the room, you can see the lights are glowing, do not disturb. If those rooms are not disturbed by anybody, even the housekeeping, they don't clean that room unless or until particularly guest request for the cleaning of that room, or they are saying it turn down service required by the room. Otherwise they do not disturb that guest. Like for example, if it is all during the night 21 hours is gone and still guest did not come out of the room, then they put a slip on it that, sir, we have to clean your room, we have to turn down service to be given, what all necessary things need to be replaced, we can do it. But if the guest did not really open that room, then after 24 hours with the help of manager or the senior manager, they open the room and then check. If it is not opened by the guest, if maybe some emergencies happen with the guest or something like that, then they are having the rights to open the room. Otherwise nobody disturb those room. It's called D&D rooms. If the rooms is not clean until 4 o'clock, then it's called the guest. We have to notify to the guest that you really require the turn down service, or you have to use the room like that. By using the slip out notes you can provide into the room, or skipper, where you provide the information to the guest that we didn't clean your room because you didn't allow us to use that room. In this hotel information system, we have to collect all the data of the guest so that we can capture the information as much as we can get from the guest. Like for example, his identification mark, if he's having his proper address, he's coming from where, he's going to where, what is the reason of visiting, his residential address, his contact number, and whatever information you can get it from the guest. Because sometimes it requires that you have to inform to the local police officer, or if the local police officer is coming and asking about that particular guest, so you have to have a proper information about the guest so you can provide to the to the police as and when it is required by them. Now in the hotel system we have different facilities like internet also. Now here the internet will really help a guest to understand about what all nearest attraction available, like room service menu, what it is, what is the nearby restaurant it is, and he can get once he gets connected to the internet, guest may also able to understand and get the access for the airline schedule, local restaurant guides, which is the nearest good restaurant is available, as well as it will help him to understand about what is the, if he is interested to know about the stock market report, some news, some information about the sports, which is the nearest shopping mall, how he can transport from here to there, wherever he wanted to go, maybe video games, casino games. So once it is connected to the internet, he can get all this information. Now internet is also connected to the local cable TV operator, where he can get the easily able to get his entertainment by the local channels he wanted to see, some tourist information he wanted to get, some other information he wanted to know about the local sightseeing, some other information. So all that, wherever he wanted to travel, some support services if he required about the property. So all that information he can get very, very easily. Now housekeeping scheduling used to schedule a minimum full housekeeping assignment, which is always gel with the front office, where the whatever housekeeping do the task, front office easily able to use that task. The communication, they are working one to one each other if there is some repair work required. So they are coordinating with the front office, and based on that they plan. Like for example, if it is done by some specialized person, you require to maintain that particular room, you require particular person to fix that particular problem you are having in the room. So it's a coordination between housekeeping and a front office, and based on that, once the room is ready, it is provided to the guest for the usage. Now as a reporting of housekeeping daily, they can get the credit information, like job vacancies they have, any interview notes they wanted to know, or cleaning instruction they wanted to see. So once the internet is easily available, they can get all this information. Staff may also refer by using housekeeping status change to dirty to purify, and if it is required, really maintenance problem is there in the room, so they can, all these things they can put it on their housekeeping status. Staff can also go for the out of order room. They can block certain room by putting out of order if it is majorly there is some fault So they can give a task to the engineer if it is related to that. So they can give all this information to them. They can also distribute maintenance slip, you know, to the vendor or to the engineering department. So once they complete that particular task, they can say that room is ready to use and they can update accordingly. Now we have a different kind of reports easily you can get generated from the system, which can help you know, senior management people understand why the room was out of order for so many days, or why it was out of order for you know, out of service for so many days, and so on and so forth. So based on the data input which is given by the housekeeping on the front office, the reports can be easily generated up from the system. Now this report are based on the functional usage, you know, from the database they can easily get. This reports can be generated by the front office, room types, you know, number of rooms available that particular day, and so on so forth. There are several reports available, so they can use of it. And here we are completing the chapter. Thank you.